burn up the whole wood.
You know, I bet you remember seeing those big old pines in here, this big around, some of them.
Oh, plenty of them. I know where plenty of them right now. Huh? But down in California woods, that pines up there, mean you can't think about reaching around. Plenty of them. Bergen's got about...
You ever been out there?
Yeah, about... He got about 4,000 acres, and they got 200 acres right in the middle of the California woods up there.
Bergen?
Yeah, if this up here on the Lumpkin Highway,
yeah,
there's so much big timber and all of them called California wood.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Pine that ain't never been cut. Huh. Turkeys, deer, you name it. Damn rattlesnakes in there, ain't got big enough to make you call him uncle, and ain't it? I'm talking about we keep cutting lines up there around that 4,000 acres there, and we killed two in a gully there. One had 23 round, the other had 38 round. And they was tied up there mating in that gully.
What kind were they?
They were old diamondback. One was a black diamondback, the other was a light. And then one of them was a short snake, the one that had the most rattles, and the other was one of them old long snakes. And them things was big as, they was bigger than a quart jar, and one of them was every bit of 8 feet long. And boy, I'm telling you, I smelled them before we got to them, right between the forks of gully, and they were laying down in the, up on the edge of the gully up there.
Yeah.
Boy, there was a pile of them this big.
God almighty. You can smell them?
Yeah, we smelled them before we got to them. I said, there's some rattlesnakes in here somewhere. Me and Cliff, Jay Rooks, and all of us in there, they were deer turkey hunting, and we was running a line. And we got down there and looked, and I told him, I said, that string going right over. Jay said, no, it ain't either. He taken that 16-gauge gun, and he shot both of them head off. And you know, he shot one, and the other ain't moving. He shot the other, and they just take their own time, and they're stretched out. I told him, it's so dang big, I got it, just hated to move. They was two whoppers. But I seen one right over at the day Viola was born, my crippled sister next to the oldest baby.
Yeah.
I think running down the hill, come get the midwife down here at Springvale Depot, and had a road down through there where I went with an old Model A and that bull cart. Mm-hmm. And I broke and run down there and got near about that clay gall to the road down there, and that snake, I run up as close as your feet on him, and he throwed his head up. And that snake was all the way across that road, and his rattles were way back out there in the grass.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I taken him, went around behind him out there, and I went on the road and left it. And about 2 years, 3 years later, after we left him there, Taylor put cars in there, and he went out there to put some salt. And while he was, block of salt that's hanging on the iron star they had out there. And while he was gone, he come back there and poked a piece of block. And he looked down there and something other than scrubbed out of place right in his track. Going up the old road bed. We done made us a road around Burr there. And he said, look and seen the creepers moving up there in the old road bed. I got, he right there and got his gun. He went up there and that snake had 73 rattles.
Good.
He taken his shot his head off, and George Owens, some of them come along, they carried him up that cup and laid him on a board out there, right there at that, if you go in the cup over there on that side, mm-hmm. on a 12-inch board there, 12 foot long, and you know that dang snake was near about 10 foot long.
Good.
He lay there about 2 days, everybody come by there taking pictures of it. He had 73 rounds, and looked like some at the end, the button, and or been broke off or something. They done some of them been broke off. He had a string of rattles that long.
This was on a clay gall?
Yeah, that's where I seen him over there at clay gall, and I went around him, and 2 or 3 years later, right the way he was coming from, off there from the mailbox,
yeah.
I go, that's where he seen him. He's coming out. He'd been staying over there at that old house over there where